Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from www.benmartin-music.com. This storm has not let up. The typhoon is still going on. It's been about 4 days now, basically been stuck indoors with not a lot to do, so I thought, why not get as many of these pre-recorded as I can to try and get ahead of everything. Now, I haven't given out any recommendations of stuff to listen to recently, but I did find something new, and something new is always exciting. A new album by a new artist, or one that I wasn't aware of. I think this is the only album up on iTunes or Apple Music by this guy at the moment, but it's called David and the Devil, and the album is called King of the Swamp. And if you search for it, you'll see it's an album cover with a picture of like a resonator guitar and a couple of crocodiles. It's kind of weird looking, but it's really cool. I love it. Very like resonator blues slide guitar, very kind of lo-fi roots kind of sound. Really awesome. So check out David and the Devil. Other than that, I've been listening to a lot of music recently. Really. Taking time to sit down and listen to new stuff, and I've got a nice pair of headphones here, so stick the headphones on and listen to a lot of stuff, which has been really cool. I've also been watching a lot of YouTube. If you want my YouTube recommendations of people to follow in the guitar world on YouTube, they would be the Blues Guitar Institute, I think is really cool. I follow them a lot, and Reverend Robert Jones has some really awesome guitar videos, guitar tutorial videos up on YouTube from his True Fire course. True Fire courses are also really good, worth checking out. I did a Celtic guitar course recently on True Fire, which was really cool. There's a few blues ones up there I think I'd like to give a go at some point. They often seem to have some deals on, so I would either wait until they've got a deal on or search for, just Google search for their promo code, for whatever promo code they're using, because you can usually get about half off of the True Fire courses. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. I've been sitting at home, listening to music, watching stuff, doing a bit of work, waiting for this storm to let up. But that's about it, really. So in this lesson, what I thought we'd do is tackle some Delta blues. We haven't done any Delta blues for a little while. And I was playing around. Actually, this was after watching a video by the Blues Guitar Institute. It inspired me to start writing down some Delta blues stuff. So, what we are going to do is focus on playing this Delta blues. Just a nice little simple lick, but a really good exercise to practice separating that thumb and finger. So the first thing that you might notice is that the bass line is fairly consistent on this Delta blues. So the bass line is going to start on the sixth string and just pump every quarter note. And then we change to the fifth string, back to sixth. And then fret two on the fifth string. Fifth string open. Sixth string. Now, hopefully this part isn't the tricky part. This isn't too difficult. But what we're going to do is, instead of trying to build it from there, which I notice a lot of teachers do, they start with the thumb and then you've got to build on the fingers. I find that difficult. We're going to start with the pattern. So the pattern actually doesn't change throughout the whole piece. We just change where our fingers are hitting. So the pattern is this. Now what that is I'm gonna put my thumb on the top string, play that. My first finger plays the bottom string. And then on fret three on the second string, my first finger and my thumb play together. So that's thumb, finger, thumb and finger. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we're just going to play the second string open. So that's thumb, finger, together, finger. Thumb, finger, together, finger. And it might get boring, but just keep going over that until you can get that nice constant thum, thum with your thumb there. Then we're going to do exactly the same thing, same pattern. We're going to start on the fifth string. We're going to go fifth string, and this time fret five on the bottom string. And then together, that again. So that's thumb, finger together, same as before. Now when we hit that together, we're going to move from five down to three. So thumb, finger together. Again, little bend, and then just that open bottom string. So the first one again. Second one. First one. Second one. And the third one we had there, of course, was the B. All I was doing for that was fret 2 on the 5th string and fret 2 on the bottom string. Same pattern. Don't need to change our fingers this time. So the idea is that we always have this constant bass going. So we have, from the beginning, the first one. My bad. From the beginning. Second one. Third one. So keep practicing through that one and then move it round. You can turn it into a 12 bar very easily by doing the 1, 2, back to 1. And there we have it. So keep practicing through that one, especially for that finger picking pattern, so that thumb, finger, together, finger. I sit there all the time and just practice that with palm muting, so I put my finger, my fretting hand across the strings so we don't get any noise, and just sit there and go because you can get a nice kind of dum da da da. Very easy to start adding on stuff with your fretting hand once that's effortless with your picking hand. Just keep going through that until it becomes second nature. When it becomes second nature, you can start adding the embellishments. And all that good stuff. So there we have it. That is us done for today. Please, please, if you get the chance, give this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or actually anywhere where you listen to this podcast. It will be really useful and it helps me out. Head over to benmartin-music.com. Over there, you'll find my free ebooks for download, subscriptions to the mailing list if you want the tabs and music for these lessons, as well as my short courses and links to my Acoustic Blues Guitar Fundamentals course and my Ukulele Blues 101 course over at Udemy. T-shirts are still available, and follow us on Instagram at Blues Guitar Show Podcast. I will see you in the next one. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.